So this is the episode 68 pre-show, and we're waiting for Brandon Silvera. I'm your host, Mike Morazzo. With me today is Village President and retired Detective Frank DeSimone, who I happen to work with.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for joining me, Frank.
I would have held out until show 69 if I would have known this was 68.
I forget who else said that. I don't know, but that seems to be a common theme.
Fair enough.
I don't think we would have done anything different in episode 69 with you and I and Brandon.
Yeah, let's just leave it at that.
We want to tap into some of our, connections in the underworld. Maybe we could have had some women scantily clad come on over. Although we're in two separate locations, we still could have tried it.
It would cost double the money. We'd have to get Brandon in on there too. And I'm on a fixed income. I'm retired now, buddy.
But he's not. You know how much money he makes on the West Coast? Of course, it's commiserate.
You know what he pays on the West Coast?
Yeah, it goes together with the cost of living's exceptionally high. So the prostitution there must be really expensive.
And they tax it.
They tax that ass?
You tax it, and they double tax it.
Oh, wait. Hold, I got. There we go. Speaking of rim shots. Oh!
Nice. Oh!
There, we got another one.
I'm here all night trying to veal.
Oh! So Frank and I go way back, 25 years. And before we even started, he worked as a part-time police officer for the department we ended up working for. And I worked prior to him, because I'm much older than him, as a part-time police officer for that same police department. And Frank actually you worked school security at our high school, right? Wasn't that a full-time job for you?
I was a truant officer for a couple of years before I was a full-timer, yes.
Truant officer.
Truant / security officer.
Hmm. Very interesting. So when I was at that high school, which we just had our 40th reunion, class of 84, and it's the 100th year anniversary of the school. I don't know if you knew that.
I did. They did like a big drone show. Did you see all that?
A drone show?
Yeah, I was kind of offended I didn't get invited to that because, as you may know or may not know, I am kind of a big deal.
I haven't heard. But I did just get text from Brandon, and he's going to be jumping in any minute now. Then he's got to jump back off because this plumber will be here in 20 to 30 minutes, I think. He was supposed to come by the end of the day, but fuck scheduling, I guess. That's what he said. I'm just letting him know we're in here chatting. He loves when I text while we're doing the show because the listeners and watchers can't. It's just a dead air thing. It's really bad. So, anyways, we'll get back to your what do you call it? What do you call that thing you did? Truancy officer.
Truancy officer. Correct.
Okay, we'll get Brandon caught up as soon as he comes in. Oh, really? Well, yeah. You're going to have to shut off that office phone. What the fuck is that?
That's Lisa's phone. I don't know how to even do this, dude.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Done.
Done. Now she'll never get another business call. And she'll be like...
You run to whoever you got to run to. But what if I got to come back over there and turn you on? We'll have problems.
It'll be like weeks until that phone rings again and she won't know what happened.
Yeah, you got to write a note to turn it back on. Hold on.
Write yourself a note.
Yeah, because that's what I do now.
Do you have to put them on, like, right on your hand? Maybe your forehead, so when you're looking in the mirror. Backwards, of course. Speaking of backwards writing, I just, Hunter and I, we watched the pitch meetings on YouTube. So, are you familiar?
No.
All right, one guy.
I don't watch TV. I'm too busy.
This is not TV. It's YouTube. Which explains why you don't watch my videos. But anyways.
Is it the YouTube?
It's the YouTubes.
Okay.
And there's one guy who plays someone who's pitching a project to a studio executive. So he plays both parts. Mm-hmm. They did one for The Shining. And what he basically does is the guy pitching the show or the movie talks about all these points in the movie that don't make any sense. And then the other guy accepting the pitch is like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, whatever. So there's one where he says, and then the kid writes Red Rum on the door. but the mom can't see it unless she looks in a mirror and sees that it says murder. And then they're like, why didn't you just write murder on the door? I don't know. Okay, good. Just keep going.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I suggest watching those videos when you get a chance because they are pretty funny. It only works on the movies that you've seen. So if you watch a pitch meeting for a movie you haven't seen, it's not going to do anything for you. Make sense?
I understand. I capisce.
All right. So back to Vince Minnie. Yeah, I meant to say that I thought he would live forever because he was just that kind of guy, right? So
he was a good guy, man. He I remember he was like one of the first people that ever pulled me over, scared the ever loving shit out of me.
In Schiller,
yeah. And it scared the shit out of me because I actually didn't know. I think he made it up because I don't even really know what I did wrong.
Don't do those things, do we?
No, not at all. But yeah.
Oh wait, hold on. Brandon's ringing in. I gotta check the box.
Got you.
Uh oh. I accepted it. There he goes. Here he comes. Here comes Brandon. Oh, see me if I got a drum roll for Brandon. Ready? Was that you? Or was that Brandon?
Yeah, I do it myself. God damn it.
Ta-da! All
right, why is my
camera? Where are you?
I don't know. Shit's being slow.
You have the same camera that Frank had earlier today. So Frank, Frank's telling me about this a friend of ours, Brandon, who is on hospice. He was my part-time sergeant when I was a part-timer. He was Frank's part-time sergeant when Frank was a part-timer at our police department.
Are we really starting on this dark?
He was not my part-time
sergeant. Oh, who was? Hey, look, we're recording again.
Wow.
No, you can move your head. You don't have to be like frozen.
Magically.
There we go.
Well, you told me to just hold that spot, so.
I want you to do this. You were doing
this.
Well,
you figured?
I want you to hold that.
Sorry. Well, that wasn't on there before.
There we go. So
I'm sorry. I'm already.
I was telling Frank we were talking about a friend of ours who's apparently you're on. That's okay. We'll get you through this. But Frank was just telling me that the guy we're talking about was not he wasn't a sergeant in charge of the part timers when you were there.
No, I had Strebe.
Oh God, I think that might be worse.
Yeah.
So Strebe, Brandon, is a full-time police officer. But when that's how he makes decisions. But when I got on part-time back in the 80s, late 80s, it was Vince. So maybe he left by then.
Yeah, he went to the town.
Stone Park.
South of us. I don't know if we can name it. I don't know if
we can name it. Sure. We don't work in Stone Park. We can say Stone Park. Right, Brandon? Say Stone Park.
Stone Park.
Because I was watching all of your episodes, and I noticed that you didn't say any towns. So,
thanks for that. We actually don't say our department names. Brandon did one time after a critical incident. That was a pretty big deal. And I didn't until last week.
I'll get in trouble I did today.
All right, so Brandon's joining us. He had training today. Did you say rapid deployment training? Or the crowd control stuff. What were you doing?
Mobile
field force.
Or crowd control. Because people are already planning to come to town the day after, and they want to find out.
Next Wednesday.
So, yeah. And I'm really going to do to find out. For me to come. I don't know. I can't wait to find out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're going to fuck around, and then they're going to find out.
Well, they will. They inevitably do. I'm trying to see how long I can go without dropping an F-bomb.
My record do that.
What, a minute and a half into the episode, and then I usually drop one.
Frank asked because as Frank is a mayor, he was going to promote the show through the village, but he's afraid that if we put him on and he's dropping F-bombs, that's not good for the village.
No.
Are you hoping to get reelected?
Maybe we'll air it after April.
Yeah.
There you go. I say, if you don't care about re-election, go for it.
No, he's got a couple schlubs running against him. If one, I don't even know. Right?
We don't even know. As of right now, there's nobody.
Yeah. So so do you want to tell us more about your fun training? Or do you want to, before we get into the show, in the pre-show here, do you want to talk about something else? What else has been going on for the last 2 weeks? Because we didn't get a chance to record last week.
Oh, that's right. Because I had the recruit and then I don't remember what happened on Monday.
You were on call for court.
Oh, that's
and I was
right.
in Pennsylvania.
I didn't have to go.
So they put you on call and didn't call you.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't even call okay. and tell me, like, hey, dude, you don't even have to come. So I took an extra nothing, hour for that.
Oh, do you get overtime for being on call ready to go to court?
Yes. That's not a lot, but
that's progressive.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Frank, how many times did you go down now. To the grand jury? Yeah.
We're big time now. We have a shift differential.
Oh, for midnight? Really?
And for swing shift, but I'm on day, so it doesn't. I get a big middle finger.
Well, you screwed yourself. You did the other two shifts for your whole career. Now you're on days. You don't get anything extra. Do they have a bilingual?
A lot more overtime. Yeah, well, 5% good. For bilingual, 5% for FTO. Really? And if you have any other like super special skills. I don't
All
have
right.
super 5%
for FTO. Yeah, you do. Well, you have one. You're an ET, right?
It's not Are enough. You?
Okay. All right. Well, I think we made 1 hour of pay for being an FTO when I first started, which was $20 or some ridiculous amount of money when we first started. Now it's what is it now? 3 hours of overtime or something? I forget.
I thought it was, I don't know. I was an FTO. They wouldn't trust me with anybody.
Frank was too busy
busting.
Something
about my attitude.
Murderers. Something
about my attitude being bad or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know how they let me do it.
Well, I know how they let you do it from all the things we've talked about. You're a very aggressive,
stuff.
Busy working officer. So that's how you get it, I think.
I guess.
Or you have a chief that likes you. Frank.
I guess
Frank went into detectives like 10 years in.
My former captain, so.
Oh, so you worked under him for a while?
I mean, kind of. See, in a big agency, like really my scope ends with like lieutenant. If I'm talking to a captain, things have gone wrong and I shouldn't be doing that.
Some shit
and I usually
need
an adult.
I think because he froze. Frank, is he frozen on your end?
He's pretty good at staying really still.
he really is.
I just like, am that good.
And then he'll pop up in a minute. He'll hit the computer and
all that other stuff. Fall asleep and then wake up and then how does that work?
He might have narcolepsy. I'm not going to lie. But
fair enough.
Plus he's been training, so who knows? He might be tired.
Do I tap the screen?
Last week or last recording, this happened, and when we got it back up, I had to end the recording, and then we got it back up. Oh, he's back. And then I had to try when I download the videos. Our tracks were off. You were a few seconds ahead of me, and then I had to try and put them together. So, but
you know what
back.
I miss? I miss Skype. Skype was easy,
right?
We never had issues with Skype.
What?
I'm just saying.
You know what Skype doesn't do? Skype doesn't allow us to do those bits, the clips that you can put on the social media and stuff, because we don't have the technology to do that in Skype. So if you'd like to. You know, we can switch back over there for today.
We're already here.
It's up to you.
We're already here.
Because you're going to do, you said your plumber's coming to clean out your pipes in a little while, right?
I don't know what to do. I just know that there's probably going to be a hole in my ceiling to go check the pipe. And he's going to see the pipes leaking. And he's going to go, boy, that's going to cost you a lot of money. And I'm going to go, mother, oh. I almost did it. I saw myself.
You're close. You're getting
and
closer.
I'm gonna probably grab a beer. I'm very close to the edge today. All right. Yeah, people trying to kill my.
Hey,
morale.
We can have beers together at work.
And then, depending on how much he says,
not
oh,
at home.
Yeah, of course. No. I haven't seen my family today.
Okay.
Left before everyone was awake.
Are the kids
in
school?
Party and now I think they just came home. They're homeschooled, Mike.
Isn't it school day?
They're
I know, but that's the point. It's Monday. Shouldn't they be in class?
Yeah, no? They went and they did. They have a co-op that they go to. They had a co-op Halloween party, and then now they're going to do school until the plumber gets here, and then they're going to be told to go pound sand and go upstairs and shut up.
Okay.
While the adults are talking.
Who are those adults? I see you're wearing your 49ers hat. So, Frank,
it's
he's a 49er
hat that
fan.
I wear. Yeah, I live and work in the San Francisco Bay Area.
You have a full house hat. Yeah.
I do.
I told you.
I have a Giants hat. I have many hats.
You wear many hats.
I do.
We had a chili party yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
And I invited only a few select people from my police department to show up, people that I really love and trust. And then
so the entire department?
No.
Nobody showed up.
A handful of people. One person in particular.
Party of one?
Got sick, supposedly. I don't know. He's sitting right there next to you. Frank did not make it. And then our buddy Greg, Overman, Frank. Our buddy Greg, I invite him to the party. He's like, he retired 10 years ago. Greg's a unique person.
He retired 30 years ago. He just left 10 years ago.
Right. He's a unique person. We used to do our simunitions training and stuff for traffic stops out in the back of the property and stuff. And one day we're running training, and Greg was the person who had a Glock, and he had one magazine in a pouch on his belt. Just one mag.
And a big knife.
And a really big knife.
Yeah.
A big buck knife. So we're running the scenario, and they put Greg in the squad around the corner, and then the guy running, our buddy Eddie, takes this huge stuffed animal and puts him behind the driver's side wheel of the car that Greg's supposed to be pulling over. And I duck behind a dumpster, and then Greg gets the call for this traffic stop or suspicious vehicle, whatever the hell we were doing. Greg pulls up behind the car and gets out, and I'm looking at him behind the dumpster, and he walks up to the car, and he sees that it's a stuffed animal. And he's completely lets his guard down because he thinks this scenario is not going anywhere. And then I jump out from behind the garbage can and just start lighting his ass up with rounds. I'm just pegging him. He turns around. He doesn't run for cover. He pulls his gun out. I'm maybe, I don't know, 25 yards from him. He starts shooting at me. I don't have cover because I jumped out from behind a garbage can. He doesn't hit me one time. He runs out of bullets. And when he runs out of bullets, he takes his Glock and throws it at me. He throws his Glock at me. It hits my Glock, drops my mag out because it broke my gun. And then he runs off behind the field while I continue to shoot him with his own weapon. And then after the practice, I said, now he'd been on that job for like 12 years, I think, at that point, somewhere around there. And I said, Greg, what the fuck was that? What are you doing? He's like, what? We're just practicing. And I'm like, so that's it. Where's your other round? Didn't you put in the mag in your pouch? He goes, no, I only had the mag that's in the gun. He goes, so if this happens in real life, you're going to just throw your gun at the bad guy and then run off into a field. Well, I think, fuck you, Jagoff. That would never happen.
I think you're missing something. He effectively disarmed you.
Yeah, he did.
For a period of time.
To the point where I had to use someone else's gun. Yeah. I had to use a different gun.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I would say that he's not that smart, right, Frank?
I never said he was smart. I just said he did effectively disarmed you.
Yeah.
Remember the felony traffic stop?
We're
behind the felon, and Greg decides to pull his squad car up in front of the felon long ways, so we're pointing our guns at Greg.
Oh, yeah, we had one of those guys. He's retired. Yeah. There's some great footage from our airship of this guy walking and pointing his gun directly at my buddy, and then we synced it up with his body cam footage that just has him go, oh, fuck! It dives into the car. The best part was he had a recruit at the time that he would always scream at, and you can see the recruit look at him while he's on this felony stop, and he goes, it's not you this time. Just keep your gun pointed that way.
Meanwhile, I think at one point,
I'm actually running an SUV. After the driver that had already foot bailed.
Of course. Yeah, every department has those guys. And I think we used to have like a Jeep Cherokee as a squad, Frank, before and I started. And
the snow route? Yep.
The snow route and the no truck route. He got a call on one of our streets that's posted no trucks, which for big trucks. And he told dispatch he can't get down that street. And they said, why? And he said, because it says no trucks. He's driving a fucking Jeep Cherokee.
Yep.
That's good.
Oh, man. Anyways, Frank, this is Brandon and Brandon Frank DeSimone, village president.
Heard a lot about you. Saw all 67 episodes. You look great.
I try to not bring Mike down too much. Yeah, Mike, what's so funny? I'm great. I've been trying to tell you this.
You are great. It's just that Frank probably hasn't watched all 67 episodes. I'm just saying.
Are you calling Frank a liar?
For the last one.
You calling Frank a liar?
Yeah.
You're calling him a liar. That's super disrespectful. I mean, this is a mayor. This is a political figure, Mike. Be on your best behavior.
I'm a big deal, Mike.
I heard that once.
Yeah.
You have many leather-bound books, and your office smells like mahogany.
Rich mahogany.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, rich mahogany.
Yes, absolutely.
Like the disrespect.
So, Frank, what do you got going on? You got to go. Brandon.
What do I got going on?
Yeah, like today, what were you doing since you're retired and, you know, you don't really have a job anymore, except for being the mayor?
I woke up about, I don't know, 7-ish.
Oh, that's early. Okay.
Yeah, I can't get out of that routine of not, you know, not having somewhere to be, you know, 5:30 in the morning, getting up.
Right.
I remember when I first retired, I was up at 5:30 walking circles around my island in the kitchen because I didn't have nowhere to go, and it was just
You could walk outside. That's just
one
thing.
But it was just a weird feeling of waking up and really
It wasn't when he retired.
It was May. It was kind of chilly. But yeah, so it's weird. So my days are different. Today was kind of a laid back day. I went in the office for about an hour, hour and a half, because I didn't know what time we were going to do this. Read some emails, returned some emails, and I just came home and prepared for this awesome podcast.
See that? That's how that works.
Frank's good job. More than either one of us.
I didn't do anything today, though. Hell yeah, as he thinks this is serious. He hasn't gotten the memo.
Prepare to be disappointed.
Hey, Mike, you know me for many, many years. We could turn this sideways in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mentioned to Frank.
I have a feeling it's going to go that way.
We have some stories, and we're like, we can't say that on the air. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's listening, but we might get around to some of those.
My wife doesn't listen to the show. It's okay.
My wife is on the other side of the door listening.
Yeah, okay. See, we got two guys whose wives don't listen. Your wife's got a glass up against the door, Frank.
100%.
Yeah.
Man, what's that
she
like?
Doing home? Shouldn't she be working? Yeah.
I don't know. What time is it? She'll be home in like half hour. She's probably home now.
Okay. Did your daughter get home?
You'll know when the shepherd barks, she's home.
Oh, okay. I thought that was only for Lisa, daughter.
That's when she gets home.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lisa, the wife. I thought the dogs only go crazy for your wife, not your daughter.
They go crazy.
You haven't seen your woman again?
Brandon's got two dogs. Yeah.
I do.
It's one of those. It's that time. Yeah, Brandon's got two dogs. He's got a new dog and a German Shepherd who hates his neighbor.
It's not so much the neighbor. It's anybody who walks in front of my house.
Oh, I thought he was just biased against that guy next to you who's always lighting off fireworks. Okay.
Oh, no. I don't know where the hell that guy is. If I find that guy, I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
Maybe he's dead.
He lit one off like the other night because, you know, it's October. So, and in the middle of the day, like it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, this guy shoots one off. I'm like,
early voting.
Why?
Right.
Okay.
Do you have a lot of leftist voters around you?
Not in
California.
So, like, my town is perfectly situated just far enough outside of the Bay Area nonsense to where people, it's like farmland and small town people and people who couldn't deal with the Bay Area crap. So, we all came here.
Yeah.
And now we're creating our own problems of like, wow, we crimped a lot of people in this really small town and we didn't think about infrastructure at all.
Oops.
Yeah.
That's the plumbing problem.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, when I swapped out the the shower knob on it, I remember looking in there, seeing the pipes and going, that's going to be a problem in a few years. It's been a few years.
Oh, but you thought maybe I won't live here when it happens. So it'll be someone else's problem.
I was just hoping.
And joke's on you. You still live there.
I'm never leaving. I have a sub 3% interest rate. This is where I will die.
Yeah. You going to die on that hill?
Yeah. There's a number of
you have to now
died on the last few days or few hours.
Oh,
I will fight for my right to party. Which one? Okay. The HOA one or my morale trying to be crushed?
Both, I think we're going to have to get into. Yeah. The morale one's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
So, well, you said you had a plumbing problem that you you hoped would go away. And then
I didn't
I did
it would go away. I hope it would never happen.
Okay. Well, I have a brand new bathroom that we've finished, and my daughter's bedroom's right next door that shares the wall with the shower. And apparently, Kim came to me last week and said, oh, Morgan was in the shower and saw a hole in the tile, the setback for the dishes, the soap and stuff. She was in her bedroom and drilling in the wall to put up shelves or something and drilled through the tile into the setback and the tile wall. And I said, when did this happen? Oh, I don't know, last week. I go, you know, if water gets in there, it goes down the wall, the whole thing's going to just collapse. She goes, well, I'll just tell her to put some caulk on it. I'm like, okay, I'm done fixing shit in this house. So hopefully it doesn't collapse before I get out.
Hopefully.
Oh, and speaking of Frank, right behind Frank, if he moves a little bit, you'll see some trim work I did in this house.
Oh, this way.
Somewhere, yeah, I thought he was going for the movie poster too.
That was Frank and I. We were the bad boys at work.
We were.
Yeah.
You guys were black?
Sort of.
Ride or die. Well, we can't say. It would ruin our cover.
I don't see
in color.
Right.
I
only see one color, Brandon.
Yeah.
Or
is it race?
I see
three colors.
Three?
Red, white, and blue.
What are they? There we go. Good job.
If you're green though, every patient. Once in a while.
I don't even get green anymore. Just go straight into my bank account. I don't even see the cash anymore.
And then your wife spends it, so you really don't see it.
It's true.
Yeah, my did this trim like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I did 20 years ago. That trim. You might need an update.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
All right, it's not cylinder. Let me know when you need.
No, I'm still waiting for a coffee table
made out of baseball bats. Tell Brandon what you wanted me to do.
So I wanted Mike. So Mike thought he was like a woodworker, apparently. Sawdust and handcuffs. Like, build me
or
a
handcuffs
table.
And sawdust.
Whatever it is. I watch the show every single episode. So build me a table that will hold my autographed baseball bat. Yeah, no problem. And then all of a sudden, nothing. Oh, by the way, Mike, how are the sales of those blank squad cards coming along?
As a matter of fact, I just found the bag.
You found them?
I found the bag yesterday because I had to clean the basement for the chili party. So Frank used to have a business called diecastcopcars.com.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be a cool sponsor if he would start it up again. But instead, he gave me all of his squad cars to sell on eBay, and I lost them in the basement somewhere. And I finally just found them yesterday.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, Brandon, if you know anybody at work that would like some of these die-caster Crown Vics and a couple Impalas, right, Frank?
Yeah, a couple Chargers, I think, too.
Oh, so if you know anybody, just let me know. We'll get you a deal.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike's got them in his basement.
I don't.
No, you guys don't do the die-cast cop cars, personalized with your badge number on them or anything like that?
Mike, no. They're blank. I'm not doing any more of them.
But he can then give it to someone to do the striping.
Mike, my department
bring your own
has
squad
hard enough time having cars.
Yeah, well, period. That seems to be. Well, ask Frank. He's having that issue at his department that he mayors. If that's a thing, I don't know. But
do you guys have cars with working air conditioners?
Well, oh, we do. We just smash them up.
Do it better now.
Get them fast enough back.
Well, if you see, do you need air now? Because on the West Coast with the breeze and stuff, you don't have air in your house. So why would you need air in the car?
I will have air in my house shortly after my tax return comes back.
Oh, good. You'll get air in your house before your squad car has air.
Yeah. Yeah. Our car shut down on the freeway. Like, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Aren't you guys all going electric in California anyways? Isn't that what the whole deal is?
No. No, one of the other departments, I'll dime them out. The city of Fremont had a Tesla, and they got into a pursuit, and that guy had to terminate because his battery died.
That's
wow.
Awesome.
Come get me. I'm on highway marker 62 in the right lane, just sitting here waiting for a tow truck.
Apparently somebody forgot to plug it in at the end of their shift. And whoops.
Oh, that's awesome. Frank, did you get rid of your electric car, Frank?
I did. I got to say, it was not bad.
Yeah,
I drive 6 miles a day.
Yeah. You had an Audi, right?
I did.
Yeah, like Tony Stark car?
Yeah, it was nice.
I'm not opposed to the electric car.
Yeah, passed up $4 a gallon of gas. I was good.
You want the long-range ability to go chase somebody. Yeah.
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 Like sometimes you need gas.
Right. Sometimes should have a hybrid then. Yeah.
A true hybrid.
Yeah. Battery and gas.
We do have some hybrids. They make this weird smell, though, every now and then, where it smells like ammonia. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to end up with cancer because of that. So that'll be
fun. Or sulfur.
I don't know. It's I don't know what it is, but it smells like straight up ammonia.
Wow.
Yeah. Like it can't be
nice. You might have 10 years left, so just go balls out for the next 10 years.
Who knows? Who knows?
Make extra felony arrests and you'll be fine.
Or maybe you'll get it at all.
Right. Well,
me and my buddies, we had a little bit of a contest because we were not satisfied with the level of recruits that were coming out of the academy and currently on our team that none of us had. So we went, okay, fine. One of the main things is every time you rotate to a new shift, you have to put your tie back on and then you have to earn your tie off. Sometimes you can do things like make a felony arrest, a self-initiated felony arrest. Not like, hey, somebody called you and said, hey, my husband punched me in the face and you arrest him for the felony. No, that's not good enough. Other times you could like just chase somebody. Or you get into a righteous use of force and you win. You have to win. That's the only other caveat. Like if you get into a fight and you don't win, you keep that tie on.
Yeah, but with your whole team there, I haven't lost a fight yet. So is it an individual fight or a team fight?
Well,
time out, Mike.
You got to kind of start it.
Mike.
Hold on. Frank's going to say some shit now.
You said you never lost a fight yet?
No,
I
said.
You have to get into a fight to lose a fight.
When you have a whole team there, it's kind of hard to lose a fight.
Well, you don't. That's my point. The fight never starts when the whole team is there. Usually the fight starts before everyone's there when the crook thinks he can win. And then everybody shows up and he learns that it's quite the contrary.
Yeah.
So one day, me and my two buddies.
At band camp.
We were sitting at coffee because as now I'm on day shift, I understand we have to go get coffee and breakfast first before we do anything. So I'm learning the ways. Yes, I get it now.
Yay.
Sometimes you have to get second breakfast. You're really slow on these, Mike.
I know, it's been a while. But anyways, the masses, they approve of you getting breakfast and coffee first.
So we decided, you know what? I don't think any of them have made a self-initiated felony arrest in their careers yet. So then the three of us went out and proceeded to go make three self-initiated felony arrests, one each. Not simultaneously, like we were nice and spaced it out
right,
a little
hopefully,
bit.
Hopefully, yeah. Okay, good. Because that would be ridiculous.
Yeah. So then we approached all of them afterwards at the end of the day and went, so we each went to jail. Hey, how come you didn't? And, like we told you where all this stuff was. So.
Yeah. Well, they get to go to jail, Frank. Yeah. We got to save that. We got to save the contest. We got to save the contest.
I mean, we have a contest. I mean,
we had a few contests.
Yeah. Better than that contest. Well, whatever.
Brandon, Frank just got hooked up with a security gig that I was working at for a few years. And
Totally didn't want to do it, but whatever.
It's cool. When I worked the Wolves games,
the slack from Mike.
Yeah. When I
I drag my feet on this since August.
Well, you want to do something, or you think you have to do something. So
I got to make some money, I guess.
Yeah.
This podcasting doesn't pay me nothing.
No, not at all.
No. Yeah, so. I don't get paid either.
If you get a chance to get in the penalty box, you'll get to meet Wayne Messmer, who sings the national. Well, Frank knows who Messmer is.
I have his phone number. I can call him and just tell him for me in the penalty box.
Forgot, Mr. Big Shot. Did he do something for the village for you?
No, I actually hooked up with Wayne Messmer when we did the honor flight stuff in Bensonville. I took my squad car from Schiller
Okay.
Shot to the Allstate, picked him up, lights and sirens to Bensenville for him to sing the national anthem and lights and sirens back to the Allstate.
Okay. That's
fine. And then the funny story about this is my son was probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 at the time when I met him, and he was in the car with me. And we get out of the car and we're all said and done. And he goes, Dad, probably shouldn't even say this. He's like, I thought he was going to be a real douchebag. He's like, he's a really cool guy. I'm like, yeah, he is a really cool guy. So
I don't know if Brandon knows. Wayne Messmer sang the national anthem for Cubs games for 30 years.
I used to have WGN.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay, good. So that's what we're talking about.
Remember, he got shot.
Yeah,
shot in the throat.
Yeah, and they didn't think he'd ever sing again. But I actually got to meet him working security at the hockey game because he comes down to the penalty booth and he sings, and I get to say hi.
He's a great guy. He seemed like a great guy. Yeah.
Frank's a name dropper. You'll find out that Bo Jackson came to a Super Bowl party. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, no big deal.
I mean, you're the one that dropped the name.
I could text him if you like, but whatever.
It's okay.
I mean, I met Herschel Walker once, and I mean, he signed a football for me. That was cool.
That's very cool. He used to be one of my favorite all-time players in college. I know you weren't even born yet. And then on the Cowboys. Yeah.
Bo's a good guy too, guys. I mean, I hate to say it, but Bo is – I mean, he doesn't like to sign autographs for people because they sell it on him. That pisses him off, and I get it. But he's a down-to-earth dude too. When I had my surgery, he would call and check on me. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I mean, Bo knows. All right,
let's swing over. Bo knows. Bo knows when Frank's hurt.
He does. He does. Bo knows how to make me feel better.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe you can do Bo's podcast. I don't know what to tell you.
I got to go. He's calling.
Thanks for tuning into the pre-show. I wanted to say thanks to Frank for joining us for the pre-show and Brandon for coming in. When he came in, we started without Brandon because we were just fucking around. But some of that, Brandon, you can get caught up on when you're in your squad listening on the radio.
Well, my car doesn't – the radio screen – doesn't work, so I have to basically guess at stuff.
You either get radio or air conditioning. You can't have both.
Apparently,
yeah. I mean, the radio works. Either. I can't see what I'm tuned into, but I get there.
Okay. Oh my God. All right. With that said, see you over on the other side for the full show. Peace. Bye.
And scene.
Poor. Brandon, I don't know what the fuck you're driving.
It's not
around
an exaggeration either. It's not an exaggeration.
That's horrible.
I can't even believe that they would do that. I guess I could believe it.
Oh, it was really fun when it was like 105 plus.
Oh,
and you're just rolling around, no air.
Yeah,
just every tree you drive past, going like, you know, if I just.
A little bit.
I really scared my recruit one time because it was one of those days. And I looked at one and I go, that looks like a good one. He goes, what do you mean? And I started accelerating.
Nice.